Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now
Spectrum
at fightingblindness.org.
Watching TV isn't the same
a public service message
for everyone.
From the Foundation
Download
Fighting
the new
Blindness.
Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
We all know
the Foundation
stories.
Fighting Blindness.
A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, P-H-O-N-E-F-A-I-T-H, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back.
Thanks.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's right. There's no stopping us now. That's right. And we got a trivia coming up right now. Listen to this trivia, because this trivia is very, very appropriate. This song is very appropriate what's happening in the world of today. Listen to the song, and I want to know one thing. There's quite a few people singing this song. I want to know at least three. Three people. Lynn said there's seven famous people singing the song.
We'll only hear the first one.
But
playing the clip.
I want to know three, at least three. That's for the trivia. At least three people. You got to tell us at least three people singing the song. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
Great big family,
and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we make.
Okay, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I want to know at least three people singing this song.
That's a great
tune. This was a big song, and it's very appropriate this week for that song.
I've got the 45, actually.
I can't believe how old that song is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I
got
say
the old
that
45
least?
RPM someone gave for
no,
me.
No, but it was 1985, though. But how it's still relevant. It's still appropriate.
Yeah.
I would like a new caller. That would be first, a new caller.
Great.
407-894-16. A new caller would be first. I want to know at least three. Huh?
What the last four digits of the number for
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
That's it.
I want to know three people singing this song. There's seven famous people.
Seven people.
Singing the song.
Vocalists, yeah.
Famous people.
Nice mix.
I want to know three of them.
It's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, they're pretty distinct. Some of their vocals are very distinctive.
Oh,
all seven are pretty famous, but three in particular.
I never heard of.
Only want three.
Yep. 407-894-1680.
It was about Africa in 1985. Now you could play it again and it could be relevant to what's going on now in Israel and Palestine.
Very true.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's not too far out of Africa, actually. So we're making our way around the world, unfortunately.
Yeah. And the Ukraine, I should say, in the Ukraine.
Right. The poor Ukrainians are still going through it. And, of course, our hearts go out to them as well. So.
Peter from Spectrum, his family is from the Ukraine.
I want to say this right now. For all of us that live, this show is heard around the world. For people living in the United States, I guess you say something very special. We're very, very lucky to be living in the United States. For those people, could some say that they don't like, or that, or this is wrong, or this is wrong.
But
let me just
say
this way: there's nothing like living in the United States. Good, bad, or indifferent, the United States is still the number one place in the world to live.
And especially being a blind person, it is got a lot of benefits as well as far as accessibility and with the ADA and whatnot. Going to other countries, you definitely see where they certainly don't necessarily push.
Any new callers calling in? Any new callers calling in?
No, none new just yet. I got two already. Howie from Delray and Tony from Wellington. Now,
who was first among the two? Who was first?
Howie was first.
Okay. So if nobody calls in that's new, Howie, we'll listen to Howie.
But let me ask you this. You said you can. There was at least five names that you can name?
No, there's seven featured singers. Michael's only looking for three.
Right. All right. So my question, my question for this song, do you know who's directing this song? Who produced this song? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a big factor right there for him to gather all those.
He produced it with the other famous person.
Right. To bring all these people in, and everybody agreed to come do this song. And this song came out because of the AIDS pandemic that we were dealing with in the country during that time frame.
Right.
So that's just a little bit that I do know a little something. I think I was only like one and a half at that time.
You were a youngster.
I knew your call was calling in.
No, not yet. So,
all right, let's listen
to
Howie.
Better take it. Take
Howie.
It's 8:13.
All right, so here's our good friend, all the way from Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, he's back.
That's right, the one and only Howie. How you doing, Howie?
Doing fine.
Hello, Howie.
So, Howie, who's the three people? At least three people singing the song.
Who's singing the song?
Yeah, who do you think? Cyndi Lauper.
What did he say?
Cyndi Lauper.
Okay, Cindy.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yes. He's on there.
That's not one of the seven.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
That's one.
But you said not Bruce Springsteen?
No.
He wasn't one of the seven that you had.
No, I have the seven here. Nope.
Lionel Richie.
Right. So you need one more.
So he said Cyndi Lauper.
No.
No?
No. Not the feature soloist.
So he couldn't get it.
No.
Okay. No. So you want just those that were
just the soloist.
Just the soloist. So three people out of the seven. He
not
only got
the 50,000 other people that were singing. Just the famous soloist.
Okay, so take Tony now.
Okay, Tony.
Sorry, Howie.
All right, let's go to Tony in Wellington, Florida. Tony, how you doing, Tony?
Tony.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
How are you?
So who were the three feet? Who were seven of the three of the three?
No, three of the
three
seven.
Of the three of the seven. Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Whitney Houston.
Not Diana Ross and not Whitney Houston.
It was not. Yes, it was, ma'am.
All righty. Hey, Tony, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, Tony.
Of the seven,
the soloist.
Turn your radio down for me, Tony.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's off now.
Okay.
Okay. So,
wait 1 second. I want to see something. 1 second. That's okay. Not.
She going to the
replay. Computer does not say that.
She's going to the replay system.
We'll give the answer because of the seven people. Who's seven? Who's the seven, Lynn?
Okay. Well, it's Lionel Richie, which Howie did say, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Kenny Rogers. These are the people that were soloists. James Ingram. I'm not sure who that is. Tina Turner, Billy Joel, and Michael Jackson.
So you're telling me Whitney Houston is not singing that song? Yes, she did, ma'am.
But that's not what we're asking. Well,
that's not what they're asking. And I don't know. I don't think.
You said three of the singers. You didn't say anything
of the soloists.
Of the soloists. Those that had a solo in the song.
Okay, we have to go to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break.
Sorry,
I don't think Whitney was
listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We promise.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit
Become
us
a
online
valued team
at
member
LighthouseCFL.org.
Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Are we back, Chris?
We are back.
And we are back.
Okay, good. Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And Michael stepped away for a moment, and I'm here with Dave Hillebrand.
If there's any doubt, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's something, I'm telling you. 8 years and counting on the air. Oh, my goodness. And thank goodness for Chris.
Indeed.
I got you back.
I know you do, and I love you for it. Chris called to see how we were doing a couple of times the last week. We love him for that. And you know what you said, Chris, which was really nice? You said we're family.
We are. No matter, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Families get upset with each other. They argue with each other. But at the end of it all, we still support each other and got each other's back.
That's right, and I appreciate that. Well, let me give you a little bit of background about our guest that is waiting in the wings. Let me make sure he's on. Yeah, he's unmuted. Good, good, good. Okay, we're going to meet Joseph Burgess. And Joseph is the learning and development instructor at Lighthouse Central Florida here in Orlando, Florida. And Joseph was just honored as the 2023 Employee of the Year for services from Respect of Florida. We're going to learn about Respect because I have never heard of that organization. He has exemplified Lighthouse's core values of excellence, empowerment, and inclusion. And he works with the Contact Center and ensuring that the new employees have a positive learning environment and experience. So let's welcome Joseph Burgess. Welcome, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for
good
having
evening.
Me.
And say
great
hello to Dave,
on.
Our co-host, Dave Hillebrand, a former Lighthouse employee.
It's true.
Oh, very good. Absolutely.
Yeah. Really excited to hear about what you do there at Lighthouse. It is a great organization. So,
Joseph, what is Respect? That's the name of an organization?
Yeah. So Respect Florida, to keep it simplified, is an organization that works with the state of Florida that helps the employment for BVIs, blind and visually impaired, or other Floridians with disabilities to place them in employment opportunities.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so I'm anxious to find out what all you
right.
needed to do to get that award, because I've got a feeling you were probably up against a lot of very qualified people, but we're happy to and thrilled to have you on.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So entire Lighthouse Works is absolutely fantastic. And before I get into my answer, okay, there were four categories. So, we are Lighthouse and we stick together. We are a family and we all support each other. Okay. And so I just want to give a shout out to Ned Moyers, Tiffany Hagerman, and Rihanna Bacchus. And those three were Lighthouse Works employees were also nominated as well for their respective positions within the company. So I want to give hats off to them as well, too. So they did absolutely fantastic
awesome.
Job. So mm-hmm. So they were nominated by the peers, much like I was. And it's very humbling experience just to receive the email that just mentioned my name in it, not even knowing where this process was going to take me, but just the fact that, someone within Lighthouse Works threw my name.
Right. So tell us what you do at Lighthouse, because it is important for new employees when they get in to have a good positive experience. It can be a little daunting with the specialized software and mm-hmm. and learning new things. So what do you do to make it easier for a new employee?
Well, first of all, my official position, I believe, as Lynn was reading off in the beginning here, is learning and developing instructor. And what I do is all the new hires that come aboard, I train them, not only pertaining to the content of the contract that they're hired for, but I also assist them with any type of computer skills that they may need, and more importantly, the navigational skills based upon their screen reader that they use.
Wow, so you have an important job there.
A lot of territory.
It is, but I don't think of it that way. It's absolutely phenomenal position that I was very proud to receive. And I really, really enjoy this because people come in, and those listeners out there know it can be a little hard for someone with a disability, and especially for the BVI group, to receive employment. So once they come in here, I make them feel as welcome and as comfortable as possible. We have a little fun, and I'm teaching them at the same time, because my end goal is to build their confidence, to motivate them, and have them believe in themselves that they are able to do anything that they put their mind to it, whether they stay with Lighthouse or whether they are encouraged to apply and go to a different position. You know, I hope I become part of that motivation for them.
I'm sure you do. Where did you now? Do you have a vision problem? I assume you do, of some kind.
I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So are you totally blind, or what's your
I will be completely total probably within just a matter of time. Honestly, I'm down to maybe 2% tunnel vision, which is blocked by scar tissue in one eye only.
So can you say where you got your training? Because to have reached this point, you obviously have lots of good computer training and stuff. Where did you learn what you know?
Well, when I was born and raised in Wisconsin, so I worked for a company up there in Wisconsin, and I went through a JAWS, about 6 weeks of JAWS training, and then cool. From there, basically, I had learned on the job, because they can teach you some of the functions and some of the keystrokes, but it's really up to you to be able to navigate that specific screen, because every website and every organization, there's something different, you know. Right. And as most of your viewers are going to know, you could take 10 viewers, put them in 10 separate classes with 10 separate instructors all on the same topic, and each and every one of them will come out with a different keystroke to get to the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, right? So it is... but basically I just kind of learned on my own. I also learned from my agents who come in too, because they know different keystrokes. You know, they may have a little bit of practice and say, hey, you know what, take this shortcut, do this command instead. And so absolutely. So they learn from me, and then I learn from them, and that's why we do so well.
And depending on what particular jobs you've got at the time there at the at Lighthouse, you may require different skills and different technology, I would imagine.
Oh, of course.
Joseph, are these jobs just on East Hampshire, or are they all down on Coons in Orlando for those who live in Central Florida?
I specifically work on for Lighthouse Works on Coons.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also job opportunities over on New Hampshire as well. Absolutely.
And do you help people with the remote jobs, or you're strictly on hands-on at the Coons location?
Well, I'm actually not in that physical building, so I'm actually remote myself.
Oh,
so,
you're remote yourself? Mm-hmm,
correct.
Wow.
Correct.
That's something.
I used to, but obviously, you know, with that minor thing called the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody. So it was just a little more functional for me just to remain at home. So I do everything with my headset and my computer exactly the same way I'm talking to y'all right now.
Some serious advantages, of course, especially being blind, since we don't fly or drive cars at this point, that you know, it makes it so much easier to be able to work from home and not have to worry about links or some other transportation. No
correct.
Dissing on links or anything, but you know, it's mm-hmm. it's great to be working it from home. I'm sure. So
it is. You know, everything has advantages. I do miss going into the office from time to time, because I did that for a while, just for many, many reasons, it was working out much better.
From home. Where do people call, people that are listening to this radio show that are not living in Florida or around the country, where would they call?
They can just go to lighthouseworks.org and just go to the website there, and they'll have like a career link there, and then give you the information of how to contact all of us as well.
Lighthouseworks.org.
Correct.
Lighthouseworks.org.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And yes. Then I think, let's see, if I remember their phone number.
I can pull it up. Yeah, if you know it. Yeah. I have it on my phone. I just
407-898-2483.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like I've known that since 2010.
That number again is 407-898-2483.
How could I forget that number?
They'll tell you all what kind of good jobs they've got. And I know it's a cool place to work.
But it's true what Joseph said. If you go to the website, that career, it just pops right up. Lighthouseworks.org.
Yeah, it makes it pretty easy. Of course, it's accessible. And
you might want to add when they do call the main number, hit 0 with the operator and just ask for human resources.
Yeah, that's the easiest way.
Okay, yeah,
sure.
Correct. That would be the easiest way.
And do you work with the people also that are in the, I don't even know what department that would be, like the department that makes the welcome boxes for Disney and the packing
correct.
Area? Yeah.
I do not. The supply chain is
yes,
what
the
that,
supply
what,
chain.
What that is referred to. And no, I don't.
Same building, though.
It is same building, correct.
Very good. Yep, I remember when they first moved to that building, in fact.
It's a very nice building. We've been there.
It's huge.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, it is nice.
Matter of fact, back in, I think it was 2018, we took a picture outside there along the railing with Lee Nasahi and Kyle Johnson and Richard Aleen and you and Michael and myself. I forget who else. But
the whole crew.
The whole crew outside. Mm-hmm. I have that picture. It's actually on our website.
Yeah, and Kyle just lives around the corner from me.
He does?
Yep, very close
no
to here.
Kidding. No kidding.
Nope. Yeah, Kyle is fantastic. Everybody there is absolutely fantastic.
They
and that's,
are.
That's a big part of, you know, why I enjoy my job so much. And
well, they're very proud of you.
Well, thank
indeed.
You. To be honest, they are. When, you know, a couple years ago, they had sent me an email like, hey, you're going to be training a class. And I'm like, and I never thought of myself as a trainer or an instructor. But the way Lighthouse Works operates is, you know, they give you instructions. They allow you to work at it, you know, to figure it out yourself, to figure out the navigations, kind of get into your groove of how you're going to train it. So they kind of step away, but they're right there. If you need to ask a question or need some assistance. So they have this perfect balance and absolutely everybody there is really fantastic. And to give me the opportunity to be able to do it, you know, start off with one training class, another training class, and it was an individual needed help on a specific piece of the content, and then another one, and then just slowly just kind of build. And here I am.
They obviously saw it in you, though, you know, the abilities.
Before we say goodnight, Joseph, what advice do you have for any of our listeners that might be interested in working at Lighthouse Works, but they're hesitant? What would be your advice?
Well, I'm not going to link my answer specifically to Lighthouse Works, if you don't mind.
That's fine. Okay?
What I want to let everyone know, okay, no matter what you do, okay, you are motivating somebody out there that you don't even realize that you're motivating. Okay, I know there's a lot of listeners out there right now who are having a hard time because they're losing their eyesight, and you have to accept that and close that one part of your life, close that chapter and open up a new one, and that's very hard to do. It took me 7 years to do that. So no matter what you do, whether it's getting a mail, whether it's going to work, whether it's applying online, going through interviews, going to the grocery store, somebody is watching you and you are motivating somebody. Because no matter what they label you as, they want to label you as disabled, let them. That's fine. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you can't spell disabled without the word able. And you are able to do anything anybody else can do. And I want everybody to keep that in mind, whoever's listening. And if you happen to sit and come here to Lighthouse Works, I hope I have the honor of being your instructor. We have a bunch of other great instructors as well. Whomever you get, we're going to make you feel comfortable. We're going to encourage you to be the best person that you're going to be. And we're going to remind you every day that you're not rowing this boat alone. There are plenty of other people out there like you. So,
wow, that's a great message. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you so much, Joseph.
Very welcoming.
And very nice to meet you, and I hope you come on the show again. That would be nice.
Absolutely. You invite me anytime. I will be more than happy to,
there you go.
To join and you.
Congratulations, too.
And I hope you're now a new listener, too, I hope.
Absolutely, I did. Okay. I for last week or so, I pulled up, and been listening to you guys, getting caught up a little bit here. So absolutely fantastic. And being on air for 8 years, you guys are doing wonderful. So keep it up.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you so much. You have a good week, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We have to go to break, Michael.
Okay, we have to go to break, but I got to say something when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Very important.
I hope that Tom will be there after the break. Tom Babcock.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone. And we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. However good or bad a situation is, it will change.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. I have something to say about what happened tonight. I want you to listen to me very carefully. It's called The Truth. The Truth. This radio show puts on trivia. Lynn or I or whoever picks out different things using those words. Today, she picked out something that had seven people singing as far as Lynn pilt it from the computer. The seven people. Now, you may not agree with the seven, but when Lynn pulled up the computer, it said those seven. Now, the point is, if you don't agree, let's put it this way, then call another show. Because Lynn is in charge of that, and she pulled it up to seven. We wanted to know three of the seven. Now, you might know two, or you may know 10 out of the seven. I'm being funny when I say 10 out of the seven, because the point is, all I'm saying is this way. The truth is, Lynn is in charge. And the bottom line is this way. These gift cards we give out, I don't know if you know, we have to pay for them. They're not free. Subway doesn't give it to us. We pay for them. So the point is, we try to do the right thing for everyone. Sometimes you may not agree with us. Well, that's all I can only say to you. I'm sorry that you don't agree. Let's just pay the judge. The judge is Lynn. So the point is, when Lynn does something, she knows from the computer. Now, if there was two other people that you guessed that weren't there or were there, all I can say is, I'm sorry, but there's no point of fighting over something. And the trivia is meant to be fun. So all I can say is, for those people that listen to the show, I hope you enjoy the show. I hope if we make a mistake, in the past, we made mistakes. I made mistakes, and I apologize later on. All I can say is the show is meant to be fun. So I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you let it, let's say, what's the word I wanted to use, Lynn? Ride?
I don't know. We just need to be
let it ride.
And be more gracious. Okay, so now I would like to go to our second guest for the, no, actually our third guest for the evening. And if you recall, in the beginning of the show, I mentioned that Tom Babcock would be joining us in the second hour to tell us more about White Cane Day. So welcome, Tom. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hello there, Tom.
Hi.
Say hi.
Good evening. Good evening, Michael and Lynn. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Say hi to Dave Hillebrand.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there, Tom. Good to hear you, man.
Yeah.
And Tom, you're the I heard from a little birdie that you're the second vice president at the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind?
I am the first vice president.
Oh, the first vice president. Pardon me.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
That's important. First is higher than second, right?
You got it.
As far as rank. So tell us, today is White Cane Day.
Well, today is actually Blind Americans Equality Day, which was changed a while ago, but it's formerly known as White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day. in which the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind did a nice luncheon in Baldwin Park and a walk to commemorate White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day. We had a good time. I had special guests. I had the president of FCB, Sheila Young, attend, and I had one of your co-hosts, Gary Sinclair, attended also.
Wow, big crowd.
Yeah, cool. I had, 20 people. We had a great lunch at a cafe in Baldwin Park, and we had a group, and we walked up and down New Broad Street, four times, because I was going the wrong way the first time. I had to make a U-turn to come back. But I, but you know what? I had my white cane out there, and I was proud to be
there.
Moving
you go.
Around.
Tom, I made it more fun that way.
Tom, we have listeners all over the world, all over our country, and we also have a lot of sighted listeners. Why don't you explain to people, the sighted listeners, what is the purpose of White Cane Day, and why did you go on this walk?
Well, other people I've talked to and myself in the blind and visually impaired world, White Cane and Guide Dog Awareness Day, it's all about awareness. It's all about disability. When you hear the word disabled, what do you think of? Or you hear the word handicap, what do you think of? You think of a person in a wheelchair, which is fine, but the visually impaired and blind community sometimes is pushed aside. And we are, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind is going to be the voice for these people. But the White Cane for example, I've been blind going on 6 years now, and about 6 weeks after I went blind, Lighthouse came out to my house and handed me my first cane. And I'm going to tell you what, immediately, I didn't know what I was entering into. I was blind. I was scared. I was angry. But when I had that cane in my hand, she was showing me how to walk through the house, I felt a little independence. I felt better about myself, about being blind. But this is what we use to guide ourselves down the sidewalk or down the steps or through a shopping mall. It is... I might say my new accessory that's going to be with me for a long time.
And it works pretty good, doesn't it?
It does work.
Did you hear the poem? Did you hear that poem that I read in the beginning of the show that Sheila sent to me?
Yes.
Yeah, great poem. It's so true what you're saying.
It is. It is. And to elaborate a little bit on that, I have people in my life, if they're with me, oh, put that cane away.
Hmm.
Oh, you don't need that cane.
Oh, no.
It's
I've heard that too. But I said, well, I'm going to bring
how
it anyway.
How dare they say it? But how dare they say that?
You know.
Well, I just like, the funny kind of, because I was taking mobility classes and learning, and it kind of irritated me. I said, well, if you're embarrassed by it, then maybe we shouldn't be out here together.
Exactly.
Well, what I'm hoping is they were saying it because they wanted to give you confidence in them that they've got it under control and everything's don't worry and whatever. But it's real easy to take it another way, of course.
I agree with that, but it's fine that they think they know how what they're doing, and they walk me off a curb,
right?
And,
exactly.
And forgot to tell me, or tell me there's a fire hydrant in front of me. Or the door opened and I just walk right into it. Well, thank you. If I had my white cane out with me, I probably wouldn't have done that.
Right.
But it is our independence. It is our sort of freedom that we can walk down the street and walk with our family and walk with our friends and feel confident about ourselves. Yes, I can't see. Yes, hey, before I was blind, I was clumsy anyway. But now I'm just like, I need that white cane because I am clumsy. Anyway, it's awareness. This is a national day across the country. I would say if you see a person on the corner with a white cane, be aware. They are trying to cross the street.
They probably got a vision problem, I bet.
Yeah, they might, you think?
I like the fact that they actually call it White Cane Day. I can't tell you how many times I'm a white caner myself, and how many times people call it, you know, your stick.
Yeah, my stick.
In fact, one time when I went to jury duty, the person that was questioning me stated, I noticed that you have a white stick there. And I said, we call it a cane.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And so I wasn't chosen to be a juror. I think I rubbed in the wrong way somehow. But he felt that I wasn't going to be good on a forgery case because I couldn't see the board. So,
it wasn't
a good – it didn't start off on a good foot, you know.
Well, I have – I'm a sort of getting back into gardening again. And I have a cane. It's purple, and I do call it my yardstick.
I like that.
That's clever. Very clever.
But when I walk out with my white cane, I don't let my friends say, you know, put that stick away or no, where's your, and I now have some friends that I kind of trained myself. Okay, do you have your cane with you? Yes. Okay, let's go. You know, and it's we have to be our own advocates at times, most of the time, and we have to get our mobility training. And if anybody knows anybody that's visually impaired or blind and they don't know what to do, there is help out there. There's mobility training, and it was wonderful for me. I even crossed North Orange Avenue in Princeton by myself.
Oh my goodness!
Hey Tom,
don't ask me to do it again.
Oh, that's a busy intersection. I can visualize it. I know exactly where that is.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Tom, one thing that I think that a lot of the listeners may not realize too, that you just mentioned about, you know, you've got a vision problem and you've gotten into gardening. I don't know if you know Chris Sacka.
Yes, I do. I'm sure he's probably given you some good pointers, but
blind people can get into gardening, and there's a lot of wonderful experiences that we can certainly enjoy. So.
Yeah, and now we go to movies, we go to live theater. They have audio description in live theater now. There's a lot of things, but you know what? On Saturday, I walked. Baldwin Park has its own little, like, I want to say downtown area where all the shops and restaurants and cafes and all on one street. There may be a few off the side streets, but on Saturday afternoon, I was amazed of how many of these restaurants and cafes were packed with people that live there.
Oh, yeah.
And so every open restaurant, I walked in. Hi.
It's a happening spot.
Just hi. Hey, it's White Cane Day. You want to see my white cane? I'm making them aware. But you know what? I talked to a lot of people that were interested in listening. And I got my point across, and they were very friendly, but, you know, they were truly interested in what I was saying. You know, this is what we use. This is what's, you know, it's not just, you know, looking pretty with it. But I was just amazed how nice the people were that would sit down and actually listen and ask questions. And it was nice.
Well, that's, you know, great. But, like you said, that's what it was about, awareness.
Because there are some folks that have never met a blind person, believe it or not. It's hard to believe, but I hear it all the time.
I met some yesterday. I don't know anybody that's blind. I said, well, you do now.
Right.
You know, I'm your new friend.
It's like, I have to say
goodnight now, Tom. We're going to be off the air in about 6 minutes. So
I could go on and on.
We'll have you back again.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. It's nice to hear both of you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, before Michael and Dave wrap it up with Chris, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Sheila Young. We did a little switching around because Michael and I were sick, and Sheila agreed to come on next Sunday. And guests Jeanette Von Dyck and Lee Haymaker from Eastside Eyewear, and Minister Nicole Mays Jackson, who is an author, entrepreneur, and the youngest woman of color to open an agency offering foster care, adoption, home, and community services in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
And she was featured in Ebony Magazine and much, much more. You never know what's going to be on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Interesting. Other than what I tell you.
other than what I tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Michael and Dave. I'm done.
It sounds like it's going to be a fun show. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this one was. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Tonight's show was very nice and very conversational and very informative and fun.
Lots of fun. I enjoyed
it. Although the only bad thing is.
And very radio.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What? Wait, what did Chris say?
And very radio. You never know what to expect.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Live radio, my friend.
Chris, we've learned a lot, haven't we, over the 8
right.
years? We're pros now.
Hello, testing.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but we've learned to ad lib. That's what all good.
We want to thank you all for listening.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes yet.
We appreciate it.
When I use my white cane, I never thought anything about it because I just took it.
You were never embarrassed.
No,
ever.
No, because it helps me.
Yeah.
Because when I bump into people, people help me because they see the cane.
It was better than bumping your nose into the windows in New York.
Yeah. I used to bump it when I didn't have a cane. When I didn't have a cane, I used to bump into things in the wall.
Your nose went first.
So the bottom line is the cane is part of me and I use it to help me. I don't go anywhere without it.
To help you survive, to not make a fool out of yourself, you know. For one thing, it helps us stay on the sidewalk, avoid drop-offs, lots of things that very simple things that really help us a lot. So don't leave your cane behind.
Most people, I use the word most, not everybody, but most people, when they see someone like myself using a cane, they help.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't avoid, they help. They open doors for me. They say, can I help you? I just find it very comfortable using the cane.
Well, Mike, I think they only do that for you because you're a likable guy. Is that why?
I think they don't want them to knock over a big display or anything. They figure, better hurry up. What do you need, sir?
No, but you
don't swing that cane anymore.
You're absolutely right. I know I find myself doing that a lot, but I do that just in general with people. You know, when I'm seeing, you know, ladies walking and they got a bunch of things in their hands. Let me carry that or get the door for you, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that's an instinct, you know. It's the way you were raised. I mean, and truthfully, unfortunately, there are some people, it's not that they're avoiding doing it. Some people, it just would have never even crossed their mind to reach out and help somebody.
Right.
But where some of us, that's the first thing that you instinctively go for. But it is funny.
I know your life has changed, Chris, since you've done this show. Chris, you even mentioned it over the years that you're so much more aware now of the blind community.
Very.
I was going to say, your life has changed, and we're so sorry, Chris. But nothing we could do about it now.
But
so,
even in my driving, I'm more aware now because of this show. So,
you know, you should be, because the truth is, there are a lot of people who can't see very well that are driving that shouldn't be. And I know for a fact, I've known people over the years that are behind the wheel and, you know, they probably shouldn't be, but they can see just enough to get up to the Publix and whatever. So you need to be watching people that you can drive. Trust me, not everybody can see as good as you. So,
alrighty.
All right. That's it. Wrap it up.
It's a
wrap.
I want
to thank everybody for listening to the show. Thank you for having us in your homes. Wherever you're listening to us, I thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. And thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. I already got my call.
Thank you.
I heard the click.
And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Bye, everyone. See ya. Sing up our ass.